Can I see these drawings? Seth has got his drawing. That looks great. You guys can show me yours afterwards. Can I put it here? All right. In just a little while, we are going to go to standing around this table over there. How many of you have been at these rails around this table
me.
Before? I see. I can see. So you guys know all about it, hey?
You get to dip that into that.
You get to dip the bread into the wine. Or you get to drink it. Okay. But why do we eat this bread that's here in front of us? You want to, if you
it's
want to speak, try, is this microphone on?
It's the body of Christ.
It's the body of Christ?
Yes.
Wow, you guys know all the big words for it. You know what I was going to say? I eat bread when I'm hungry. How many of you eat bread when you're hungry? I eat bread when I'm hungry. But you know why we eat bread together?
Because it's the body of Christ.
Because it's the body of Christ, but also because
it's the blood of Christ.
Let's talk about the bread first, and then we'll talk about the wine, okay? We've got a little picnic going on here. So bread is something that reminds us that all
strong.
Of us to get strong. And what happens when you don't have bread? You get weak, and some people might die. So we remember by eating this bread that God feeds everybody in our world. It's not nice to be hungry, is it? There are some children in the world who don't get bread. What were you going to say, Seth?
God died on a cross.
That's right. And so this bread here reminds us that all of us get to eat, not just here in this room, but do you know that all around the world, there are people around the table also eating bread and remembering Jesus? So it's not just us, but it's everybody around the world. Yes?
We eat bread because we want to get really, really strong.
Because we want to get really strong. Why else do we eat bread?
So we could stay alive.
So we can stay alive. And this bread is not only bread for our tummies, but it's also strength for our minds and our
souls.
And our souls and our hearts and our relationships.
And our bones.
And our bones. It makes every part of us strong. Okay, now be careful, I'm bringing in this wine. When do we get to drink wine or juice? When do you have juice?
For treats.
For treats. When else do you get juice?
When the songs are over.
When the songs are over? Okay, when else do you get juice?
Sometimes you get for birthdays.
For birthdays. You know what? That's what I remember. Whenever we were getting together to celebrate and to have fun, we would have juice. And this wine is what I call the wine of thank you. We come together and we say, thank you, God, for all that you give us. So this is the bread that makes us strong, and this is the wine that we say, thank you. So let's do that together. This is the bread that makes us
strong.
And this is the wine we get
you.
To say thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the table now, but I want to first...
When can we eat this bread?
We're going to eat the bread after we've prayed, and Cody's going to bring this up for us. But I want to teach you one line in the prayer that you can listen out for and say. Okay? It goes like this. God, let your face shine. Can you say that?
Your
one more time. God, let your face shine. So you'll be listening to me when I'm praying, and there'll be one moment, and you'll get to say, God, let your face shine. You got it. You got it. You guys can go sit down, and we're going to move on to our offertory. And Cody, you want to bring that to the table?